Can you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Laszlo Andor. I'm the European Commissioner for Employment, Social Affairs and Inclusion.
Mr. Andor, you spoke to an audience at IOSH 2013 just now. You said that progress had been made in the EU with occupational safety and health, but the current situation was still not satisfactory. What can you do as the EU Commissioner to help make that situation better?
Well, in the EU, we had already two long-term strategies on occupational safety and health, and we believe that there is a good possibility and probably a need for another one, a third one. At this period, we are evaluating the implementation of the second strategy, which was implemented in the recent years, and I believe delivered a lot. We have quantitative evidence that shows that the number of accidents, fatal and non-fatal, decreased in the EU practically in all member states. But surely, we also have new challenges. For example, the aging of the workforce, or the consequences of new technologies at the workplace and work itself. This may raise questions. I believe they do raise questions. And we need to consult first those who are working in this area, the professionals, the employers and the employees organizations, and then reflect on the possible new priorities and how those should be pursued.
Now, in these times, tight budgets, the economy across Europe is struggling. How do you convince businessmen, business leaders, that they need to take health and safety seriously?
Well, first of all, there is a strong business case for occupational safety and health. There is a lot of evidence that this is good investment. And what you invest in improving working condition, improving health and safety at work, pays off. There is a good return. We recently also consulted with American partners, where it is mainly the private sector that pursues workplace wellness and safety and health at work with a very clear, calculable return. So we are convinced in this argument. We know that the crisis time is also about cost cutting, but we believe that what is vital cost for the implementation of health and safety rules should not be cut. Businesses should seek efficiency, but not undermining standards that they have already reached.
Right. Finally, you spoke in the hall about the new public consultation on health and safety in the EU beginning next month. Can you just tell us a little bit about that, please?
Well, we need to look at what new priorities should be developed. For example, how to help better small and medium enterprises, because they may have less resources to invest in studies, consultancy, but very often the losses related to illness or accidents might be much greater for them proportionately. So if a company only has 5 or 6 employees, to lose one, even temporarily, is a much greater loss for them. So there is a need for supporting better the SME sector, which is a large employer in the European Union. This can be one of the priorities.
One more question. And what can IOSH members, what can IOSH professionals do to take part in that consultation?
Well, I would be very happy if professionals would contribute to this consultation. It will be possible during the spring period by providing ideas, good practices, helping to address the well-known challenges in relation to ergonomy, for example, or any kind of technological development in the contemporary economy. So there are ample opportunities to contribute, and we also need to rely on them in the implementation at the later stage.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.